bound for South Australia, 14th to the 20th of August, 1836.
Two more of our nine ships, the Rapid and the John Perry, arrived at Kangaroo Island during the 26th week of our story. What a relief it must have been for those on board. Captain Morgan's diary tells us that
8 a.m. the John Perry hove in sight. I took a boat and went on board and piloted him and welcomed Captain Martin, crew and passengers to Nepean Bay.
Several days later, William Pullen, one of Colonel Light's survey team on the Rapid, noted in his diary, "After a pleasant passage of 3 months and 19 days from the time we left the City Canal, anchored in Antechamber Bay, Kangaroo Island." For those who'd been on the island for several weeks, there were some pressing problems. They hadn't yet found sufficient fresh water, and the ship's crews and company employees were still reluctant to work. But Samuel Stevens was pleased to meet some more of the existing residents. This evening spent some time in conversation with two settlers, Bates and Nathaniel Thomas, and who have appeared among us this afternoon for the first time. I made to Bates a proposal for his service for 3 months. All the settlers we have seen are free men. Most of them have native women with them who assist in catching game, and some of them have children by those women. Meanwhile at sea, the other ships were getting closer to their destination. Mary Thomas on board the Africaine noted the Southern Cross in the sky.
The stars also presented a splendid appearance, and we could now see the Southern Cross, that is, five stars in the form of Our Saviour's Cross. This is only seen in the Southern Hemisphere.
On board the Buffalo, George Stephenson remarks on the establishment of a Sunday school on board, noting that there appears to be little else for the children to do all week.
A Sunday school had been established, and it is hoped that it will go on and prosper. But what can fairly be expected from an hour's reading in a Sunday school? There are about 50 children on board who run wild all the week.